People speculate that the violent nature of contact sports and the culture of privilege enjoyed by star athletes are the reasons why some of them break the laws all of us are expected to obey. But that's simply not true, according to Peter Robey, the director of the Center for the Study of Sport and Society at Northeastern University in Boston. Robey says violent crime is a problem that cuts across society.
You have to ask yourself, why is over 95% of all violent crime committed by men? You know, what is it about the messages that young boys get about being a man? Given that sports people are human, they're going to make bad decisions as well.
The Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence says research into the connection between athletes and violent crime is very limited and there is no conclusive evidence. But experts speculate the special treatment many athletes get isn't helping matters. But instead of legislating solutions, Northeastern's Robey says he'd like to see the culture change at the grassroots.
It starts at home with parents, people in elementary and middle schools, with guidance counselors and teachers and principals who don't excuse a kid's behavior just because they're the best player on the team.
An independent panel is investigating the allegations of rape against members of the University of Colorado football team. University of Wisconsin basketball star Boo Wade is accused of battery by a former girlfriend. And Badger football player Dwayne Smith is accused by a 19-year-old woman of sexual assault. None of the athletes in question has been convicted. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.